This week on Florida Matters, some of our staff talk about their special and tasty family traditions. Today you'll hear from reporter and All Things Considered co-host Carrie Sheridan. She recently spent a day with her 96-year-old grandmother, Olga Smith, recreating a traditional favorite soup made by their Ukrainian ancestors. They traveled from the butcher shop to the kitchen and down memory lane as they cooked up some homemade borscht with a personal twist.
I pick up my grandmother at the assisted living place. She comes out and greets me with a smile. She gets in the car, we chat a bit, and eventually I tell her I'm recording.
Oh my gosh.
This is the mic right here. I call her Mima, and she's super sweet. She's 50 years older than me, so she's 96, but lately she's preferred not to dwell on the exact number.
96
whatever.
She looks way younger. She's really healthy, swims nearly every day, and takes no medications.
I don't need it. Why should you take it? You don't need it.
Sometimes, when doctors ask how she's managed to stay so youthful, she credits the soup she ate a lot as a child.
Soup again? My father said, eat.
While most people think of borscht as a soup made from beets, that's not how my ancestors made it. Mima's parents were born in Ukraine. They emigrated to the United States as young adults. Her father arrived in 1912, her mother in 1914. They both worked at a wire factory in upstate New York. That's where they met. My great-grandmother, Baba, died before I was born, but my mom remembers her soup. She says it all starts with a good soup bone, like a chuck roast. But I've looked at the grocery stores and I can't find one. They're all boneless. So Mima and I stop at Southern Steer Butcher in Sarasota.
My mom was saying it was like a chuck roast with a bone in it, but can you...
They don't even really cut them that way. You have to go...
The butcher tells us it's tough to get those these days. You'd almost have to go straight to the farm and make a special order. We end up settling on a pork shank. Mima says that will do just fine. We get back to my house and get to work. I pick a big soup pot and get out the pork shank. I fill the pot with water about 3/4 full. Next, I scour the fridge for vegetables. There's celery, garlic, carrots. Mima tells me to put it all in. Next, canned tomatoes.
Just put the whole thing in?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
We also throw in some spinach and cabbage. Beets are on the recipe.
No, my mother never put beets in. I don't know why, but never asked her. Did you put a half clove of garlic, crushed if desired?
Oh, I put 3 cloves of garlic in it.
Good for you. You have to make your own style.
We let the soup simmer for a while, then take a taste.
This needs a little salt.
Yeah.
I let the soup simmer overnight, added some salt and pepper and dill, and it tasted better the next day. The meat fell right off the bone. The soup definitely had some fat in it, and you could cut it with some acid like lemon juice or liquid from pickled banana peppers. I imagine it would have kept my family going during the long cold winters in upstate New York or in the Ukrainian countryside. We made it our own way, at least close to the way they did. And the next day, my mom and Mima came over for, as Mima says,
soup again.
And we ate it the same way we used to, with a side of brown bread and butter.
That's WUSF's Carrie Sheridan making her grandmother's Ukrainian borscht. Some of my other coworkers in the newsroom have also made reindeer cookies, Yule logs. Jessica Mazaros' aunt has a delicious rice pudding that she shared with all of us a few weeks ago. You can learn all about those recipes on Florida Matters. You can listen to it right now at WUSFnews.org or join us Sunday morning at 7:00.